hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. As promised, we are on the Turks and Caicos Explorer to Liveaboard. We are halfway through our Liveaboard adventure. It's a Wednesday evening after dinner. We may have had a cocktail or two, so the next couple hours could be quite entertaining or a total mess. Either way, you're going to want to listen, because if it is a mess, it'll be like, you know, stopping along the side of the road to watch a wreck kind of thing, and you want to see what happens and what the outcome is. And who knows, maybe you will learn something about some liveaboard diving over the next couple hours as well. Now, Bill, the producer, out of the closet, on the boat. How you doing, Bill?
You are not helping me at all. There's no way at all that you're helping. There are folks here on the boat that haven't listened to the show and don't know that our studio is essentially a closet.
Well, that too, but I was talking about other things, but we'll leave your sex life out of it for now. But yeah, this is the second liveaboard, or no, third liveaboard trip that you've done, but it's been many years since we've allowed you out of the studio and out in public to interface with the Scuba Radio listeners and friends.
First time since 1971.
Yes, Bill is he's kind of like that Benjamin. What's that movie? That thing that
Franklin.
Benjamin Franklin. Yeah. Okay, we'll go with that. Mermaid Tony is here as well. This is our first liveaboard experience. Tony, so far so good.
I'm not leaving.
She's not leaving. As we thought when we brought her out on this trip, that she may indeed just become one of the crew, and we'll see how the rest of the week progresses. We're going to get some of her initial thoughts of liveaboard diving here in just a bit. However, also, we have some special guests on board from Divers Alert Network. I messed it up. I'm from here on out, I'll just refer to it as Dan, your dive buddy. But Dan Orr from Dan is with us, as well as his wife, Betty. Dan, how you doing?
Doing great. We're having a great time here on the liveaboard.
Yeah, now we're getting ready to do the next night dive. Dan is one of the, well, not us. We have a job to do, Bill.
Right. We have work.
We have work.
Honest to goodness, drinking work.
Yes, exactly. We must do our show. Well, the last three nights, however, I've done every night dive, haven't I?
It is astonishing. This is the most dives I've ever seen you do on a liveaboard, and I've seen you do two other liveaboards.
Yes. Well, okay. But for the record, he's right. I very seldom do I take in all five dives, but I've done that for the last couple days. I'm finally taking a small little break here to do a little radio show. Dan is going to do his first night dive tonight, right?
Well, not my very first night dive, but the first night dive of the trip.
Yes. He's been kicking back.
Let me make it clear also, you're doing the drinking, I'm diving.
Yes, exactly. He's not drinking. No, if you drink, your diving's done for the day. However, if you're done diving, you can partake in a cocktail or two. The booze is free here with Explorer Ventures, which is dangerous when they allow us on board. However, there's more responsible people on here as well, and they're doing the right thing. And, you know, kicking back after dinner, having a glass of wine or whatever is a good thing. And we're getting everyone socially lubricated for the show. But we got a couple night divers, so they're going to take care of business first. Go see the underwater world. What are you looking to see tonight, hopefully, Dan?
Well, from what I've heard, the entire bottom is covered with octopus.
Yes. I think you are correct. Yeah. There's been an ongoing goal to see octopus on the night dive, and Tony has been skunked three times in a row. Yeah. So this is the first night dive she's not doing, And I think she probably will be out of luck because you literally ocean floor is supposed to be covered with octopus tonight.
Hey. Look of death here. We're getting the look of death from her, by the way.
Yeah, actually, I've seen that look quite a bit this trip. I don't know if that's that might just be me. Is that right, Tony?
These are tears. These are real tears.
Yes, I see them. I see them. You could cut with those things or something. It's kind of scary. But yeah, Dan's given a nice little presentation from Divers Alert Network, and I think you're going to do another one tomorrow night. Everybody's enjoyed that, right?
Yeah.
You know, a little added value to have them on here, you know, to provide some little nighttime entertainment. Now, they haven't even seen what we do. They've just heard about
us. They've guessed that we do something.
Yeah. And some of them, know. You know, some of them did actually listen to the show before they came on board, and I promptly told them I was sorry before we continued on the conversation. But we're having a good time. We got a nice group on board here at the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 Liveaboard, and we're going to talk to some of the folks. We even have a French guy. We have a French guy on board. It's kind of bringing that whole Jacques Cousteau vibe to the thing. I really enjoy it, and we're going to have him work with us on the show today, and who knows where that'll go. How are things going with you at Divers Alert Network there, Dan? And see, I'm not going to, I got to just go with Dan, can't I?
Easy enough for you to say, that's right.
Exactly.
No, actually, things are going very, very well. Doing a lot of things to forward the mission of Dan, and we appreciate the opportunity to be here on the boat.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, the presentation that he gave was about accident statistics. Yes, and now Bill and Dan are comparing tattoos.
Well, this is what happens when you go on vacation with Dan, you get tattoos. Even Tim has a tattoo.
He does, on his leg.
Yes. Do you have a Dan tattoo or two?
Yeah, he does. I do have a Dan tattoo. It is on my calf.
Yes. Wow. See, now, Dan, the thing is, what you don't understand, Bill, is Dan has that Dan tattoo on his arm so he doesn't forget his name.
Everything Dan owns has his name on it. Now, here's what I don't understand. I had to pick up my sleeve because my tattoo's on my massive bicep. Tim picked up
And by the way, we had a little contest upstairs. Bill can do all of, what, how many?
Three
pull-ups. Okay, he has some work to do. Yeah.
But Tim had to pick up his swimsuit to show us his calf. He didn't need to pick up his swimsuit. He's showing off his legs.
Yeah, and ironically, they are bigger than your arm, or vice versa. I don't know.
Actually, what's really
about the same size, actually.
What's really frightening is that Chris, who's also here with us, has a Dan tattoo on his forearm, and his forearm is twice the size of my bicep.
Or actually, your entire torso, maybe. It could be the case. But, yeah, we're just one big happy family. Tony, how are you feeling about this whole Liveaboard thing? Really, seriously. What have you seen so far that you thought was a standout moment on the diving?
The food.
Okay. Yeah. See, I was going to save that for later. But I was going to say, let's talk about the diving first, and then we can talk about the food. But you just want to go right for it.
Well, no, I missed the diving part. So, I think the best part, you get in your gear, you walk down a couple steps, and you jump off, and there's the water. And it's absolutely gorgeous, beautiful wall dives. Seen stingrays and sharks, and no octopus.
No octopus until tonight. And you can't see him tonight. You're having a glass of wine and doing the radio show. You have a job, right?
Wow.
You conned me into having my first beer. That meant I could not get in the water and see an octopus. If they see octopus tonight, do you know how much trouble you're going to be in?
I don't know. What's going to happen exactly here, Bill?
I'll give you a hint. You're already in trouble.
Really?
Yeah. If they can't hear the look on her face on the radio, I'd be astonished.
You just took a picture, so we'll have that for the website at scubaradio.com.
Put it this way. As a dive instructor, I came on a liveaboard expecting to relax. Potential 27 dives. I will do 26 out of the 27. Tonight is the only night I will probably miss. The diving is that good.
Yes. And matter of fact, if you do all 27 dives, as I told Tony earlier, they give you a gift certificate of $100. But after you take a sip of beer, sorry, the diving's done. So she won't be able to achieve that milestone on this trip. However, for what it's worth, it's applied to your bar tab, so and the booze is free.
That's good for you.
Yeah, it is. It is. Well, no, I'm not doing all 27 either.
No,
so
it's good for you because now she won't kill you.
Oh, okay. All right, we got that much. Well, I got that much done. Dan from Divers Alert Network, how many times have you been on a liveaboard? Because you've done this a few times, surely.
Yeah, actually, I've done a few others. I actually started doing liveaboards back in the late 60s, early 70s, when they were a lot different than what we're on the best we're on right now.
Yeah, how would you rate this exactly?
Oh, this is phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal, because the staterooms are fantastic, the diving is phenomenal, the food is out of this world.
What about the people on board here, like me and Bill?
I mean, some of the people are fine, yeah.
You just never know who you're going to meet. But yeah, you know, you put up with the good and the bad. But you do actually meet some pretty nice people here on board, too, and make some really nice friendships. And you've done that for years, I'm sure, right?
And all of them are Dan members.
Absolutely. I think it's a prerequisite here for Explorer Ventures. They really want you to be a Dan member, as you should. As I always say, if you're not a Dan member, what the hell's the matter with you? If you're scuba diving, you definitely need to be, for sure. What about you, Bill? Tell me about this experience for diving, because it had been a while since you had dived. I think, you said 18 months?
My last dive in my log, May 25th, 2009. So it's been 14 months.
14 months. Okay, so but it was like riding a bike. You got back up on the bike. You didn't crash anything. Everything all good?
It was just like falling off a bike, yes.
Into the water. But you did good. I mean, your skills look pretty good. I think you were probably just modeling yourself after me.
I do wish I'd gotten in the water once or twice before Saturday, but no, it's a great experience, and they've been very helpful here on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2.
Yeah, well, I warned them that you hadn't dove in a while and that you may have some special needs. And they're very good about accommodating
those. They didn't seem surprised that I might have special needs.
Yes. Well, hey, they've listened to the show, too. And that's, you know, they know this because they've been the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio 3 years running now. Now, Demi is on board. Demi's been on several of our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips in the past. He has come properly attired for tonight's, recording.
What do you mean exactly by properly attired? He's got some sort of Mesoamerican pattern on his shirt. He's got two plastic leis, and he had a Rastafarian hat on earlier. I'm not exactly sure which cultural reference he's trying to make.
Well, he basically looks like you every time we're in the studio, except he's wearing clothes, Bill.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. Okay, wait a minute. Without the Rasta, the hair thing, yeah. Yeah.
Except for the hair and the clothes, he looks exactly like I'm attired every time we go to the studio.
Yes, exactly. Demi, how you doing, buddy? Good to see you again.
Hello.
Hello.
Long time no see.
Yes, and we remember Demi's name because what do you always tell the passengers when you first get on board so they remember your name?
My name.
Yes.
My name is Demi.
And how do we know? How do we remember that it's Demi?
Ah, okay.
Yeah,
just same as Demi Moore.
Yeah, because he looks just like Demi Moore, and that's kind of how Bill looks when he's not wearing clothes. How do you feel about that, Tony?
I don't know what to say about that. I'm scared.
She's scared. I think disturbed is a more appropriate word. All right, look, we got a lot of stuff to do here and cover for you. Give them a little glimpse of liveaboard diving, and obviously we're going to have a lot of fun over the next couple hours. Stick around. More coming up from the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 liveaboard.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
So here's some advice I wish I would have got when I was your age. Live every week like a shark week.
Now the party don't start till I dive in.
Jump in with your fins. We promise you won't get the fins. Today we will play in an underwater way. Here we go with the show. Time to let those bubbles blow. Scuba Radio, oh. Scuba Radio, oh. Jump in with your fins. We promise you won't get the fins. Today we will play in an underwater way. Here we go with the show. Time to let those bubbles blow with Scuba Radio, oh. Scuba Radio, oh.
Yeah, okay. That's why I sing
that
stuff.
Was awesome.
Yeah, it is. Hey, you know, we're on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 Live Aboard. Greg the Dive Master, Mermaid Tony, Bill the producer is even on board. And we're making a lot of new friends. We got a new captain on board our Explorer Ventures trip this week. Well, for us, he hasn't been on this trip with us before. He'd never seen a scuba radio adventure. So far, we're only halfway through. We haven't really had any kind of major issues yet, other than the fact that Tony hasn't seen an octopus and she's ready to kill me if she doesn't, or they see one on the night dive tonight. But you have firearms for protection right there?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, okay, so he's got my back. We're good. So, but let's talk a little bit about this boat. Now, I've said this before. I think this is my fourth trip on this particular vessel, the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 Liberty. What's so funny, Bill? What?
It ain't a boat.
Yes. Good point. It's more like a mini cruise liner. This thing's three levels of sheer joy, for sure. But it is one of the largest liveaboards in the Caribbean, is it not?
That's true. It is. It is a very long, tall boat, ship, motor vessel, whatever you want to call it.
Yacht. Luxury yacht. Yeah, it definitely has some nice amenities, big staterooms, nice galley. The area on top of the flybridge, go up there at night, the stars are out, it's quiet, it's just an unbelievable spot to just kick back and relax after your day of diving. One of my favorite places on the planet is right here on this vessel, for sure. Do you get spoiled being the captain of this boat?
Oh, yes. It's really nice. It's you're kind of out on the open ocean every day. This is my office.
It is your office. Do you think that people have the right notion of what it is to be a captain of a vessel like this? Does it sound more glamorous than it is, or is it really does kind of live up to the hype in your opinion?
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work, but it's worth it, right?
It is worth it. Yes, it is.
Yes. Like you said, this is your office. It's not a bad office to have, for sure. A lot of people would like to be you, wouldn't they?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. Now, do you get down and do a little bit of diving in between your duties as captain here of the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 liveaboard, or what?
Oh,
Bill, you want to answer that for him?
Well, I hate to say this, but the last dive you were on, he dove.
Well, I know, but I'm just asking in a general sense.
He was in the water with us, Greg.
Right, I know this, but everybody listening doesn't know this, so they may think that it's all work and no play. But you do get to work working a little play here and there, right?
Right. Yes, we get to dive pretty much as we want to. There's a lot of work that goes into it, but there's a lot of free time to go diving too.
Now, what did you do to get into this position? Have you been a boat captain all your life and slowly but surely just kind of evolved into a captain of a liveaboard vessel? Bill, you would like to answer this for him as well?
Answer this question as well.
Hey, are you sure he's not the captain? I'm starting to wonder.
Are you asking him how he got into the position to be the captain of this vessel, or the position where he's being asked on scuba radio? Which position are you really asking about?
Let's go with both. Just feel free to pick one and just go with it.
Well, I actually started out on the back deck as a dive master and then worked my way up to it, getting the days and time in.
Yeah, you know, that's how Bill started. He started out on the back deck of something. I think it was his back porch. I don't know. We're not sure. But yeah, you just kind of worked into it, and slowly but surely your career kind of took you in this path, and now you're the captain of the Explorer 2 liveaboard, huh?
Right, exactly. Yes.
Now, what about the dive sites here? Are they tricky to navigate, or is it fairly easy to navigate around here out of Provo and the islands here in the Turks and Caicos? Bill would like to answer this for you as well. You know, it's almost like he's an interpreter. You're not the French guy. Let's get that clear right up front.
It is very, very difficult, and no one else is qualified to do anything like this.
Okay, I think he said exactly what you were thinking, wasn't he?
He's making me sound better than what it really is.
That would be the first. He never does that for me, ironically. But yeah, I could see that for sure. Bill?
I've watched him do it. He does it with both skill and aplomb, and he does it in a way which is very humble, and I knew he would not say that it was difficult because really he has computers that do it mostly for him. But,
and I'll tell you what, he runs a pretty good boat, too. All right, more coming up from the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 Liveaboard.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Dive into one of the greatest adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters. And take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history, Mel Fisher's Atocha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old. You'll learn firsthand all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atocha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 Live Aboard. You want pictures to see all about this vessel, just go to exploreadventures.com. And, of course, you can catch the pictures that we're taking here from our adventure at scubaradio.com. Now, we're talking with the captain to find out a little bit more about this vessel, give you a little glimpse of behind the curtain of what it's like to work on the live aboard, let alone to dive one. And I just found out during the break that I shaved off a level of the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 level board. I said three levels. There's actually four. And I don't know. I just get confused sometimes. That's why we have a captain keep us in line, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Now, what about you? How do you stay focused as the captain of this vessel? Because there are a lot of things you got to keep running smoothly from you know, Stan in the galley. Where obviously, we got to talk to Stan. The guy knows his food. Yes, Bill, you would like to answer for the captain once again?
Pretty much, I believe he does everything by himself. He has the crew mainly nap, and he does all the work himself. That's how I understand it.
That's how you understand it. So you've been hanging around with him, and that's what he's told you?
No, I interpret.
Oh, okay. I just want to clarify that, because I think I just saw some arrows get stuck in his back, or knives or something. But
it was in my room. It's no big deal.
Yeah, okay, exactly. How many crew do we have on board besides yourself?
We got five other crew members on board besides myself, and they are fantastic. They all do a great job, and without them, this boat would never run right.
Yes, indeed. You know, people like Demi, and as a matter of fact, we're going to have Demi play as Didgeridoo, which is basically a PVC pipe that they took from the engine room. But it's an impressive display of talent that you have on board as far as your crew as well. So they provide a level of entertainment beyond just doing their duties as crewmates, right?
Yeah, they can very much multitask.
Absolutely. Do you have a favorite crew member that you'd like to mention right now? Since they're... Well, actually, there's only one in the room, so feel free to brown nose if you'd like. Would you like to pick her?
Yeah, I think we ought to bring Sandra up.
Okay. Sandra is the best crew member on the boat. So we'll talk to her next, give you a little glimpse of what it's like to work on a little board. This could be you. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Good, Patrick! Air is not good!
There's a little lobster boy in every world.
Yes, you know what? There is a lobster boy in every one of us. Lobster season just opened in Florida. And what, Bill? I proved it on this vessel. I have definitely tamed the lobster once again. I am Greg the Lobster Slayer. I proved it to Mermaid Tony. Tony, is this true? Come on.
Oh, you don't want to talk about this right now.
Yeah. What are you talking about? It's the truth. Bill?
I would like to state for the record, there's no lobster boy in me. And there never has been.
Okay, well, metaphorically, there's a little lobster boy and every one of us. We want to be like the lobster. We got to be one with the lobster so we can coax the lobster out, tickle him out, so to speak. I was tickling him out without a tickle stick. Come on, you saw it. Back me up here, Bill. Don't lie. The world is listening.
There is a level of crustacean frustration in and around the West Caicos right now that is extremely high, and I believe you are responsible for that. Yes.
Okay, I'm going to say that's a endorsement.
That's not an endorsement. That means they're coming for you, Greg. They are angry crustaceans because you keep harassing
them. No, I was not.
You poked them with lights.
No, I did not. You guys don't start these bad rumors. It's not true. I was communing with the lobster. I was being one with the lobster. I was showing my technique. And if you guys just misinterpret it, that is on you, not on me. I will prove myself. Now that lobster season has opened in Florida, when we get back to the States and we go down to the Keys, and I beat Mermaid Tony in a lobster competition, we'll see who wins.
No.
Yeah, we'll know. Yeah, you've been cut off. You're done.
All
right, so let's talk to Sandra. She is one of the dive. What's the official title? Well, purser, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, being a purser here on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 Love Aboard entails what?
Holding the purse.
Holding the purse. That would make sense. Bill held his hand. He would like to hold the purse for you. Is that the case?
Well, the thing is that I've been training on
holding purses?
On all the jobs here on the Turks and Caicos 2, Explorer 2, Live Aboard. And as the purser, she's really responsible for practically everything. Don't tell the captain, but except for actually piloting the boat, she does everything around here.
Actually, I think she does that too. Is that true? Do you pilot the boat?
She could, but she doesn't usually.
Oh, just because she wants to leave something for the captain, make him feel good about himself? It's more like a self-esteem thing?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, that's fair enough. Now, it's not all glamour, though, I'm guessing. You know, sometimes you get to have interesting characters on your vessel, like look at Bill, for once. That's a perfect example right there. But I know a couple weeks ago you guys had the buff divers on board, where they actually like to dive in the raw, so to speak, I guess. But they decide not to wear a wetsuit, or they do wear a wetsuit, or what's going on there? I'm confused.
I have an answer. I wasn't
Thank
here.
You, Sandra.
I wasn't here, but I can tell you, it was on the boat they were naked. On the boat they were naked. In the water, sometimes they were, sometimes they weren't.
And how did that make you feel?
Very clothed.
Very clothed. You felt more of a need to cover up yourself or cover your eyes? Is that what you're trying to say?
Both. Both, yes.
Okay, so it's kind of the buff divers, and you're kind of wondering why, maybe.
My eyes are up here.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
If you ask a dive guide to show you a seahorse and they reply with, "What color?" Well, chances are you're diving in Dominica. No crowds, just superb diving in untouched reefs, the way it should be. Within minutes from shore, walls plunge over 500 meters and pinnacles rise up from the depths. Seahorses, frogfish, flying gurnards, even whales can be seen year-round in Dominica. And the topside attractions will blow your mind. Go to discoverdominica.com for more info. That's discoverdominica.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX-10 balanced diaphragm, for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta IV by Oceanic.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI. The way the world learns to dive.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 159. Ladies, if the captain says he'll be motorboating to the dive site, feel free to offer up your cleavage in support.
What are you going to do, you pervert?
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio, we have Nick Bird, Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. Tell me, Nick, would you believe me if I told you I saw a pink and purple dolphin on my last dive?
Probably not. Why do you ask?
Because I did. He was chased by a bunch of singing crabs, and he looked pretty annoyed.
That's very Disney-esque.
So you believe me?
No, but I do believe you were narked.
You think so?
Being narked has proven to be behind a lot of marine life song and dance routines.
You think so?
I know so. Nitrogen narcosis, or being narked, is a physiologic response to breathing nitrogen at depth. We don't know the exact mechanism behind it, but the general effect can be equated to diving under the influence of alcohol.
Which you don't recommend.
Never. Diving under the influence leads to bad judgment and decisions, and nitrogen narcosis impairs divers the same way. It can take away the ability to monitor basics like air and depth. Even worse, being narked can make a diver feel invincible, often leading to carelessness and recklessness.
Sounds ugly.
Unfortunately, nitrogen narcosis is not usually an unpleasant experience, which makes it all the harder to know when it's happening to you.
How deep do you have to go before narcosis sets in?
The common belief is that you have to go deep, like beyond 100 feet, before you're in danger of experiencing it. But the truth is, it can happen at shallower depths than that.
How do you avoid it?
You can't really avoid it, nor can you necessarily prepare for it.
So what, we're just supposed to cross our fingers and hope?
No, you can guard against it by being aware of it, and being aware of how you're feeling every moment of a dive.
What do you mean?
If you find yourself not caring about how deep you're going or how long you've been down, that's a sign you might be experiencing nitrogen narcosis. If you feel like taking chances you might not ordinarily take, if you're forgetting to monitor the dive, if you're blowing off your dive buddy, or if you start to see things that seem strange, that's also a red flag.
Like pink and purple dolphins?
Especially if they're singing.
The crabs were singing.
Sorry. But the point is that any singing crustacean should be considered a warning that nitrogen narcosis may be afoot. It's also important to know that any nitrogen narcosis effects you experience will only intensify the deeper you go. So if you start to feel any effects at all, don't go deeper.
How do you fix nitrogen narcosis?
That's the easy part. Since it's a physiologic reaction that occurs when you breathe nitrogen at depth, simply ascend until you feel the symptoms recede.
Is there any training you can do to learn not to get narked?
There's no way anyone can guarantee you won't experience it. It's true that some divers seem more susceptible to it than others, but absolutely no one is immune to it. Any diver of any experience level can get narked at any time.
But if you're doing a dive profile you've done before,
it can still happen. We've heard of divers who have done a given profile 100 times, but for whatever reason, they'll get narked on their 101st. This is why you have to be fully engaged in every dive, every time, mentally and physically. You should never take anything for granted, and you should always be aware when you're underwater.
And if you see a singing crab,
come up before you're tempted to join them for a chorus.
Diving certainly influences people, but nitrogen narcosis is a powerful influence you need to avoid. Stay aware of how you're feeling and where you are in your dive. And if you find yourself feeling narked, come on up a bit and stay in control. Do that and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Ah! Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
And, you know, we have Dan Orr from Divers Alert Network on the boat with us here in the Turks and Caicos. He's on a night dive right now. We're going to talk to him as he's coming out of the water here in just a bit.
I would like to speak for Dan of Dan.
Okay, that's good, because you've spoken for everyone else.
Right. And right now he'd like to say blub, 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 blub.
All right. Did I mention that they have free booze for everybody here on the Explorer Ventures Live Aboard Boats? That's one of the amenities that they offer. When your diving is done, you can have, you know, a glass of wine, beer, maybe a cocktail or two. But that's just one of the many amenities that are added into your Live Aboard experience here at Explorer Ventures. ExplorerVentures.com, once again, online. You can go check them out and book your trip right here in the Turks and Caicos. Now, they can't prepare for everything. They have a great crew, and they have everything you could need as far as safety first, as far as that mentality is concerned. But you can't, you can't keep accidents from happening. And even Mermaid Tony has had an incident. She has been... I don't know. First of all, she had a nice little encounter with a corkscrew anemone, right?
I did. It was a beautiful encounter with a corkscrew anemone, as well as the Peterson cleaner shrimp that were playing inside of it. There were about six of them.
Yeah, and what divers will do, they'll stick their hands up in there, and the Peterson shrimp will come out and, like, clean your, you know, give you, like, a little manicure, right?
It was quite nice. It was.
Yeah, and I came up, and I was watching Tony, and I've done this many times myself. In my years of diving, and I figured Tony had too. But there was something that Tony didn't seem to quite get, because she kept sticking her hand farther and farther up into the anemone. And there's another critter in there called the red snapping shrimp that I'm aware of, that evidently you were not aware of. Is that true?
Well, I saw something up there. I just wasn't sure what it was. And it was hiding pretty far up, and it wasn't coming down. So
yeah, so I was basically just watching the show unfold entertaining myself.
Dum-dum. Dum-dum.
Yes, and here comes that red snapping shrimp, or that pistol shrimp, as they're called, also called. And I did not hear that music. It's a shrimp music. It's not Jaws. It's not... Hey, come on, Bill.
Sorry, I missed.
It's a totally different theme.
I thought
it's kind of dum 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 dum. Okay, but... yeah, that's the shrimp music, because it's not as, you know, life-threatening. And I knew that, but I figured it might startle Tony just a tad, and sure enough, that shrimp came out, and she went, oh! And I literally, I spewed about 1,000 PSI laughing so hard. That was a good one.
Is that what you're blaming your air consumption on?
Yes, that is what I'm doing. We do have a new nickname for Tony, because she doesn't breathe. She's not human. So instead of bringing a spare air or a pony bottle on my trips from now on, we now have the Tony bottle. So we can just breathe off her alternate air source, and we'll be that much safer diving with Mermaid Tony. She doesn't breathe, literally. It's insane.
A Tony bottle actually has about 1,900 pounds of air in it, because it's what's left over when she comes back on the boat.
Yes, it's pretty insane. But it's kind of nice to know that she will not only entertain us when she does goofy things with her fingernails with red snapping shrimp, but also that, you know, that when I do spew that 1,000 PSI, all I have to do is suck it off of her, and I'm good to go.
Off her tank.
Yeah, that's what I meant. That's what I said. Isn't that what I said, Tony?
I'm sorry. My jaw's still on the floor.
Yeah, okay.
Sure,
wouldn't be the first time. Wow. We're having too much fun here. But that's what happens when you're on the Live Aboard of Explorer Ventures and Scuba Radio. More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their Live Aboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explorer Ventures the official Live Aboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the Liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Stanley that I have asthma, because I don't. If it gets out, they won't let me scuba. If I can't scuba, then what's this all been about? What am I working toward?
Take it on.
Yes, what is it all about? Well, hey, the only thing you can do is go on a liveaboard adventure like we're doing this week here on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 liveaboard. Now, a lot of special things going on. We've met, talked to some of the crew. We got some people in the water doing a night dive right now. You're going to hear from them in hour two. We've had a little incident with Mermaid Tony. We found out that not only does she not breathe, she provides interesting entertainment when she interfaces with, you know, snapping shrimp and God knows what else. So we're halfway through the liveaboard. She might do something else that we'll be talking about next week. You'll have to tune in for that. However, we have a Frenchman on board, and that gives us an opportunity to really live the adventure. When it comes to, like, Jacques Cousteau, we have our own Jacques Cousteau on board, and he's going to do a little dramatic reading for us to kind of put us in the underwater vibe. Daniel, take it away.
We are watching the nurse shark moving slowly, silently, beneath the surface. Ancient mariners told tales of nurse sharks, precursing the appearance of the mythical mermaid. Perhaps today will be D-Day.
Oh, that's nice. That is so nice. I love Daniel. Thank you so much, man. You know that.
Now here is real accent.
Yeah. What's that?
Now here is real accent.
Yeah. What is it? Yeah. Just say hi. How you doing?
You sure you want to hear me?
Yeah. There we go. That's good. I like it. That's fine. No. See. I mean. But that's all about the fun. You know, bonding with folks. You are from France, but you live. What'd you say? Half the year in Florida.
In Florida, and half the year in France.
And what, you like France better than Florida, or what?
I like both. I like to take the best of the two countries.
There you go. Take the best of both and mix it together, and just live the life. And throw in a liveaboard adventure.
Liveaboard is part of the best for me.
This is how many weeks have you been on a boat with Explorer Ventures?
I've done five trips.
Five trips. So this is your fifth trip.
This is my fifth trip.
Yeah, and the fifth one's free?
And the sixth one is good.
Sixth one. Okay, so the next one. All right, good. So there you go. He's done 5 weeks. Obviously a past satisfied customer. Having Scuba Radio on board so far, I mean, we're only about halfway through the week. Are you thinking about requesting a refund yet or no?
Well, given the fact...
Okay, let's just say no. I'm going to go with no. We'll just pull it back. Because I had a feeling we're going to go down a road that we don't want to travel right now. And we've got another hour of the show to go. So we got a lot more material to cover before we talk about anybody getting a refund. That might be next week's broadcast. But stick around. We got some divers in the water on a night dive. We'll find out how many octopus they saw. And lots more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving live from the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 Liveaboard.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard,
blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.